Well, Daniel Nemat is one of my favorite musicians, and I just came back from spending a week at his retreat in Moab, Utah, and hiking and journaling and listening to him read from the Tao Te Ching, and contemplating questions like, who are you, and who do other people think you are, and how does that influence you, and what can you see in your life that looked like an accident, but in retrospect you can tell that it was all part of the divine plan, and what happens when you simply relax into the knowing that all is well and that everything is flowing like water, and be fluid and go downstream. And when he was on a 3-month sabbatical 3 years ago in Moab, Utah, he hiked every day and he spent time alone in the incredibly beautiful Red Rock Canyons under the arches and around the spires and into the canyons, deep into the canyons he hiked, and felt the stillness there, which particularly in the wintertime is pretty profound. There's not much going on of humankind, and it's out in the desert, so there's not too many animals or plants. There's quite a few birds, but other than that, the sound of the desert is very peaceful. We heard a lot of the wind, but other than the wind, we didn't hear much while we were there. And his message is so profound that what's happening is enough. What you are is enough. Just let go and see what's next and take the next step and just surrender to the infinite nature of all being. He has an album called The Water Album that he wrote. He wrote 127 songs while he was in Moab in 3 months. He's a creative machine. I don't know, 11 or 12 or something like that of those songs are on the CD called Water. And Daniel's actually doing a concert in Chantilly tomorrow night. So if you've never seen him, you might want to go. It's at Unity of Chantilly tomorrow evening. He's doing a concert with 3 other musicians. It's a part of the Posse Palooza tour from the New Thought Music Association. And
where did you say it was?
At Unity of Chantilly. And if you search in Google on Nemat and Chantilly, it will come up and you can buy tickets online.
Seven. It's way out Route 50. Almost to 28, and you can
just celebrate circle. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yep. And Sue K. Riley is one of the other featured speakers, and she was at the retreat last week, so I got to meet her, and I haven't heard her music yet, so I'm really looking forward to finding out more about the other side of Sue. I only know her from having breakfast and dinner with her and sitting with her on the bus and helping her through the fiery furnace walk. I'll get to know more about her tomorrow. But it was a remarkable place of love that Daniel created, a sacred space that he set. And one of the quotes that I brought with me is from Coleman Barks, the poet who translated all of the Rumi poetry and made Rumi the most popular poet in America in recent years, even though he's a 13th century mystic. We have Coleman Barks to thank for that. He's also a poet in his own right. And he wrote a book called The Soul of Rumi that's many of Rumi's poems. But he wrote an essay about Rumi that was so powerful for me because he said, Rumi's love poems draw us into a morphic field of attention and intention. Artists and saints draw us into perception-changing regions, and those regions guide our evolving consciousness. Artists and saints draw us into perception-changing regions, and those regions guide our evolving consciousness. And about that same thing, Ernest Holmes in Living the Science of Mind said, we can increase our field of inward awareness. Then we make possible a greater influx of the divine through the human, that is, through our own thinking. So we are going within to find the divine. That field is within us. And finding that love, I called the talk today Deepening into the Love. And you can capitalize all the letters in the love if you want to. Because the love that we are is intrinsic to our very nature. It is so much bigger than the love that we feel and that we give from our local perspective. Because we are non-local beings. We are infinite and eternal. We are divine incarnations. And love is what we are. It is the very essence of the divine. And I experience the qualities of God in different ways in my meditations. I experience joy as bubbles, it's effervescent. And I experience peace as a constant. It is a serenity and a tranquility. It's a well of calm. I experience light as brilliant and sparkling and moving. I experience love as waves. The greatest experience of the love of God that I've had have come as waves that wash over me. And so in my meditation this morning, I was trying to pull together all of this information that I brought about love. Ernest Holmes says that on page 43 in the textbook, love rules through law. And then he proceeded to write about law the most of the rest of his career. And toward the end of his life, somebody said to him, is there anything you would do differently if you could do this whole thing, 50 years in science of mind? And he said, I'd talk more about the love. And so I want to talk more about the love and the things that I personally know and experience about the love. And perhaps as an artist with words, my perception-changing region will be created in this space so that you can maybe see and feel and know the love a little bit like I do. And I know that if I tapped into that knowing in each of you, the way you would experience and know it and feel it would be different than the way I feel it. And that's beautiful and unique and wonderful, and we all are here to experience a little bit differently than everyone else and to bring more and more of that capacity to love present on the planet so that we can send it out more and more different ways. But what I feel is that if each of us commits to expressing the beauty of what we know and what we are, that we can communicate to each other new ways of finding and feeling and seeing and knowing the beauty, perception-changing regions, overlaying bliss fields. I like to think of it that way too. When we connect with spirit, we go into that divine energy. To me, it feels like bliss. And so if I can share my connection, if I can share my bliss, if I can vibrate my bliss strongly enough that you can feel it, then you can add my flavor of joy to the many flavors of joy you already know. And we can all share those things with each other and expand the palette of feeling that we paint our lives with. And we know that through law of attraction, as we vibrate, it returns to us. So if we can pick up the exquisite vibrations of the people around us, if we choose to focus there with our attention and intention, those morphic fields that are created around us become more and more about joy and love and peace and power and grace, the qualities of God that exist within all of us. But we sometimes get distracted from, we allow these patterns of thought, habits of thought that we've developed to take us away from the intrinsic nature of who we are, because that wasn't what we were taught as we were growing up. That wasn't what we learned to vibrate. But we can return home to the essence, to our hearts at any time. Marianne Williams said, when the wisdom of the heart replaces the chatter of the mind, the power of love flows forth. I thought that was really beautiful. And she also said, to the extent that our mental focus is on blessing rather than condemnation. We are in our natural state and love can find us. So let's think about blessing for a moment. How deeply we are blessed. There is so much to be grateful for. The fact that we got here today means that we're moving, that we're mobile, that we're breathing, that our hearts are beating, that we are motivated, that we are clear, that something good for us happens in this place, and we are choosing to focus on the good. If there's anything that Science of Mind taught me in 24 years now, it's that we have the choice to focus on what's good. And yesterday somebody sent me this lovely little story about a woman who feels stuck in her life and goes to a guru, and he says, what you need to do is look at the good and the bad in your life and choose the good. Focus on the good, let go of the bad. And so she goes away and she has a great year, but toward the end of the year she feels stuck again and she goes back to the guru. And she says, my life is good now, but I feel stuck. And he said, you haven't heard my teaching. Look at your life and see all that is good, and then see all that is great and choose the great. And she goes away and she has a great year. But then at the end of the year she feels stuck and she goes back to the guru and says, I'm stuck. And he says, you haven't heard my teaching yet. Look all at the greatness in your life and then look at the magnificence and choose the magnificence. So there is no limit to the expansion of life that we can have. We are capable of expanding to the most exalted places because we are infinite and eternal, just as God is. Those are the qualities of God that exist within us. So there is no end to how good we can feel. Abraham Hicks says there's even relief from bliss. So we are looking to expand our capacity to encompass the presence of God. And thinking about love, Ernest Holmes said, the love of all good is within me and through me. That love goes out to meet all who come into my atmosphere. It radiates to all and is flowing through all. The love within me is perfect. My love is perfect. So we are that essence of perfect love. And knowing it is one thing, and then feeling it is something else. And last fall, I was in a relationship that wasn't working, and I wasn't feeling loved. And it was one of the most powerful gifts that I have ever had to be in that relationship, because it finally made me ask the question, what does it take for me to feel loved? And for me to feel love. And it sent me off on a 6-month journey of deepening my awareness and deepening my capacity to actually kinesthetically feel love within me. And I've had experiences in my life when I felt love, particularly the love of God and the love of non-physical, expansively. But I didn't want to just feel it and intellectually know that I was loved in my human form. I wanted to feel loved. And I've had some remarkable experiences over the last 6 months, and I feel so much more loved than I ever have, ever in my life before. I would like to offer you the experience of going with me deep into the love that I can feel, and see if I can communicate to you something of what that feels like to me. So if it's okay with you, I'd invite you to close your eyes or keep them open if it's more comfortable for you. And I'll take you where I went this morning when I was in my meditation. Because I know that God is love. I know that so truly and so powerfully. It is the very core of my being. In the last 6 months, I've embodied that in my human form more powerfully than ever before. So I open my heart to this room and offer you what it feels like in my body, in my human form, to be the love that God is, to feel the love that God is, to recognize that I am love. That is all that I am. That is all that ever is. That is all that anyone is. And I could look for the beloved out there forever. and not find it, because all that is out there is the Beloved. But I can't perceive the Beloved out there until I feel the Beloved in here. So I invite you to open your heart inward to the love that exists inside you, the love that has always been there, the love that will always be there, the love that is constant. But this morning, what I experienced of that constant love was the movement of that love, the waves of love in this ocean of love that we exist in, that crash upon us. Crash is a harsh word. They soothe upon us at every moment in a perfect tide of love coming in and love coming out. In every moment, like the breath that we breathe, the love comes in and the love goes out. And you can almost hear the sound of it as you breathe. The love coming in and the love going out. That infinite love that God is moving through us in every moment. Not just moving through us, but moving through everything in every moment. Everything around us is alive with love. The chairs that we sit in, the floors that support us, the air that we breathe, the sun shining down on the planet spinning miraculously in orbit. It is all breathing love in every moment. Breathing in and breathing out love. It's all alive with love. There is that incredible rhythm of love that comes in and goes out. Bless you. We are so blessed with love. It comes in and goes out through everything that we are, in everything that we do. It washes over us gently, kindly, calmly. Bless you. In nurture and support, in that love that is endless and infinite, the divine energy of Mother, Father, Spirit washes in us and through us. It energizes us. It revitalizes and refreshes us. It gives us light. It gives us grace. It gives us peace. And it turns on that capacity to love within us. There are all kinds of scientific studies that show that the morphic field of the heart is 10 times stronger than the morphic field of the mind. And when we engage our hearts, it entrains our whole bodies into health and wholeness and creativity and intelligence. Opening our hearts to the love that is already here, washing over us in this moment, washing us in every moment, cleansing our thoughts, purifying our bodies, allowing our minds to be spacious and quiet and still and open, allowing our hearts to be spacious and quiet and still and open. We can be receptive to this beautiful love. At any moment, we can turn our awareness to this wave of love washing over us, because it's our awareness that changes. The love is constant. The wave, the ocean that surrounds us as love, is constant. There is nowhere we can go that love is not. So we open ourselves to the rhythm of the love, to the movement of the love that is washing through us in this moment. And we tap into that love, and we feel that divine grace that God loves us with in every moment. And now we become the love. We are that love. It is not something that comes to us that's foreign to us. It's something that comes to us that is us, that it's always been us. It's the very DNA that we were built with. It is ever present in the wholeness of our being as health and grace and prosperity and peace and light and intelligence and perfect expression. That love is us. Feel the love, not as a wave coming over you, but as a wave coming through you and from you. Allow yourself to become the source of the wave. And allow the wave to flow from you now, out into the world. And engage the waves of love that already exist there from other people. In this room, there are waves of love moving from each of us out into the room. Allow the wave to go out from you and return to you, amplified by the waves of love that are present all around you. Love going out always encounters love and returns to us as love. Love is attractive. It brings love back to us. Send out the love that is the truth of your being. Allow it to move forward from you and engage with love in powerful and wonderful ways that we can't even begin to perceive the wholeness of, but perhaps we can perceive a little bit of today and open to perceiving a little bit more of it tomorrow, allowing the waves of our being to soothe and support and nurture those around us. Send that love to someone you love. Allow it to nurture and revitalize and support and energize them today, and feel it return to you and all the love that you sent out plus more. Know that love amplifies itself. It doesn't take away from us as we send out love, because we get more than we sent out. It multiplies. The love within us is multiplying. The love within us is grace. Love within us is beauty. It's endless. It's infinite. We can't exhaust it. As long as we tap into that source of love that is the infinite nature of who we are, there is more than enough love to always go around for us and for everyone and everything we love, for all of the world. Start where it's easy. Start where the love comes back and you can feel the resonance. Send love to me. I'll send it back to you. Send love to the members of your community here. They'll send it back to you. And that love that's taking place at the universal level of who we are is amplifying and amplifying and amplifying and amplifying and sending waves of love out from this room, out into the city and into the state and into this country and into this world. Love is. Love is all there is. And as we recognize it, we feel it, we know it, we are it, and so it is.